In memory of James Allen McPherson, 1943 to 2016, who taught me that writing fiction is a form of play. The Supreme Being is one who has created and solved all possible games. Gottfried Wilhelm Leibniz. Acquired savant syndrome is a rare but real medical condition in which a normal person acquires extraordinary cognitive abilities after a traumatic brain injury. There are fewer than 50 documented cases of acquired savant syndrome in the world. Puzzle 1. The God Puzzle. 1. December 24th, 1909. Paris, France. By the time you read this, I will have caused much sorrow, and for that I beg your forgiveness. As you know, my child, I am a haunted man, and while the toll has been steep, I have at last made peace with my demons. I do not write this as an excuse for what I have done. I know too well that there is no forgiveness for it, not in the eyes of God or man. But rather, I write this account of my discovery out of necessity. It is my last chance to record the incredible events, the terrible and wonderful events, that changed my life and will, if you venture into the mysteries I am about to relate, change yours as well. What, you ask, is responsible for such torment? I will tell you, but take heed. Once you know the truth, it is not easily forgotten. It has haunted me every minute of every day. There was no question of ignoring it. I was drawn to its mystery like a moth circling a flame. Ingirum imus nocte et consumimur igni. And while I am fortunate to have survived to record the truth, even now as I stand on the edge of the abyss, I cannot help but shrink at the thought of entrusting such a dangerous secret to you. I have suffered, but it is the suffering of a man who has created his own torture chamber. I believed I could know what shouldn't be known. I wanted to see things, secret things, and so I lifted the veil between the human and the divine and stared directly into the eyes of God. That is the nature of the puzzle, to offer pain and pleasure by turns. And while the truth I am about to reveal may shock you, if it offers some small refuge of hope, then this, my last communication, will achieve all it must. 2. June 9th, 2022, Raybrook, New York. Mike Brink turned down a country road, drove through a dense evergreen forest, and stopped before the high metal gate of the prison. His dog, a one-year-old dachshund called Conundrum, Connie for short, slept on the floor of the truck, camouflaged by shadows. She was so still that when the security guard stepped to Brink's truck and peered inside, he didn't see her at all. He merely checked Brink's driver's license against a list and waved him toward an imposing brick institution that seemed better suited to a horror movie than the bright June sunshine. Mike Brink had an appointment with Dr. Thessaly Moses, the head psychologist at the New York State Correctional Facility, an all-women's minimum security prison in the hamlet of Raybrook, New York. She'd called him the week before and asked him to come to the prison to speak with her. One of the prisoners had drawn a perplexing puzzle, and she wanted help making sense of it. Because of his work as a puzzle constructor and his fame after Time magazine christened him the most talented puzzlist in the world, 32-year-old Mike Brink was barraged with puzzles. Most of them he solved in an instant. But from Dr. Moses's description, this puzzle sounded peculiar, unlike any puzzle he'd seen before. When he asked her to take a photo and email it, she said she couldn't risk it. Prisoner records were confidential. "I shouldn't be discussing this with you at all," she said. "But this is a unique patient, one who's become rather important to me." And so despite his deadlines and the 300-mile drive, Mike Brink agreed to come upstate to see it. Puzzles were his passion, his way of making sense of the world, and this was one he couldn't resist. The prison was ominous, with steeples and dark, narrow windows. When he'd read up on its history, he found that it was built in 1903 as a sanatorium for the treatment of tuberculosis. The clean air, high altitude, and endless forests had been an integral part of the cure. The institution's